Tim, when you were reading out all those positions, I presume that Christine was a full-time non-executive director, but how on earth she was juggling a full-time executive job as well as that was obviously explains the reason why she's departing. So I think it's a sad loss for her, for us, given her experience in the industry, and we're down to three effectively long-term committed non-executive directors. I'm just curious as to, it's going to be very tough to find a new non-executive director in this current state of flux. So is the reality really that we're just going to have the three long-term dedicated directors for the next few months until the situation is resolved? And just a final comment on Primary's insistence on having a poll. I think it's fairly redundant decision they've taken there. I mean, the shareholders have very strongly supported all of the directors with more than 94% in favour. And even if Primary voted their 129 million shares against, it still would be a pretty clear, comfortable two-thirds plus majority. So I don't know why Primary has bothered to call a poll, and clearly Primary should heed the message that the directors of this company have actually been very strongly supported by the shareholders today. We just need another couple. So I'm interested in the succession planning issues, and I'm presuming you can't put a Healthscope or a Primary representative on the board, given they are competitors. So that would be untenable, and so you're going to have to find a genuine outsider to plug the gaps.
Yes, I think that is very true. And that's really why Christine has said that she will stay until another director is identified, because in fact, she would certainly argue as the chairman that three non-executive directors is not enough. We do need four. We run the place pretty tightly, and that's why we don't have separate nomination committees and so on, because the board itself does a lot of this work. We try and save money in doing that, and the board works effectively. But Christine isn't going to become a nominal member by any means. She's standing as a full member of the board and fully committed, Christine, I think it's fair to say, to be as active as she has been until we get a good candidate. Obviously, I wouldn't want to be getting a candidate today, right in the middle of a takeover proposal. Anyway, we haven't got a takeover offer yet, but if one comes along, obviously there is a little bit of sorting out to do, but that I think will be sorted out well before Christine leaves us.